I just thought, you know, I have to get ready to run the ball, knowing that he's a very run-heavy coach. You know, I just want to be able to come in and, you know, help the scheme.
And when you got into it more this summer, I know you had a good OTAs. Was there a point where you said, this could fit me? Because the early impression by stupid people like me, you might be a little undersized. What did you see early in camp?
You know, I just kind of seem like, you know, I feel like, you know, I fit in any kind of offense, but this one, you know, especially being a zone scheme, it just fits my abilities a lot more than, you know, other ones would.
Did they talk to you at all about some things to change your particular style for this offense?
Not that I can remember. You know, they kind of just coached on what they want, and, you know, I just applied it.
Because you had been, a lot of times anyway, shoot, just hit the hole. Get the hand off, hit the hole, don't dance. Now they want you to cut. Explain that type of deal.
You know, this offense, you know, they just want you to, you know, stretch and then go downfield as fast as possible. And, you know, I think that ties in when, you know, you're kind of fast. Everybody think you're going to go to the edge and you just go right up the field. So I just think it's more just, you know, scheming.
Do you think you've had a better camp this year than –
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think just, you know, overall focus and, you know, just producing in preseason is better than what I've done in the past.
Do you think you can carry it over?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, that's definitely the plan and, you know, definitely what I'm working towards when I come out and practice, get better every week.
When you came into the league, you were one of the youngest players. You were almost as young as you can possibly be to come into the NFL. You're only 20, right?
Yeah, I was only 20. I was turning 21 last September.
Do you think it's taken you a little time to sort of grow into the game a little bit?
I mean, that's hard to say. You know, it's hard to say how I would respond if this game was here my rookie year or if anything. But, you know, definitely mature a lot more, you know, as the years go by, you know, being 20, you know, now turning 24, you definitely mature a lot more in those 4 years. Learn the most. I always gotta be patient and just, you know, I think just the film study and you know, being focused and, you know, being reliable is coming a lot more handy than, you know, than it would have been.
What about this team do you like that you haven't had the last three teams? What does this team have?
I mean, we're pretty deep. You know, you see when somebody goes out, you know, the next person that's up, they do just as good as job stepping in and taking over. So I think that we're deep as we ever been. And, you know, this is a good team, even on defensive side. You know, even the threes and fours are getting sacked. So I just think that our overall depth on this team is very, very impressive.
I think I said he talked to you early in camp about finishing runs. What was that conversation and how did that help the way this preseason has gone?
I'll say, you know, he just said he felt like he could get a lot more out of me. And, you know, I just went back and, you know, just thought about it. And, you know, I just go all out and, you know, whatever I could do, I just do it. So, you know, I think that's definitely how I just applied it. And, you know, the conversation he had, you know, just trying to get a lot more out of me. And, you know, that's what I was trying to give. So it's paying off so far.
You had it going last year, too, until you had that foot. Now that it's over, what was the foot? How frustrating was it because you had a couple hundred-yard games until you got hurt?
I mean, it's very difficult to go from, you know, producing like that to sitting for like 8 weeks or 9 weeks. So, you know, Liz Frank, you know, they had to be very precautious with it, and, you know, they did a good job on it, and now I'm healthy. So, you know, just trying to pick back up where I left before I got hurt.
Were you worried because those Liz Franks can be rather debilitating?
A little bit, but, you know, I just kept getting worked on during off season and, you know, worked on, you know, just making sure that foot is healthy for this year coming up.
When was it right in your mind?
In the spring, started feeling a lot better. Coming back, you know, doing the football stuff and, you know, breaking the scar tissue and stuff, started feeling a lot better than, you know, what it was back, you know, when I started, you know, playoffs again. I think it just happened naturally. You know, a lot of stuff just became a lot less interesting to me, and you know, I just think you know, it's definitely helping out right now.
When people are talking about Monte and CJ 1A, 1B. Did you kind of quietly take notice of that?
You know, you just want to put your head down and work. And, you know, like one of my teammates said, you know, focus on what's in front of you. And right now, you know, just practice and work in these preseason games and, you know, taking a step at a time. You know, you just want to focus on what's in front of you and handle that. And, you know, whatever else comes after that, you know, falls on the cards.
After
the,
last one, guys.
After the injuries and then preparing for the new offense, did you do anything differently this offseason, just in terms of training, just preparing?
I think I just worked on my footwork a lot more, seeing that, you know, I had a foot injury. So I definitely think just, you know, my footwork and my cuts and trying to get that back to 100% was my main focus, you know, this offseason.
Do you have any thoughts on the joint practices at this point, week three? What are you, have you seen a lot of fights with teams? These things get a little intense. What are your thoughts on practicing against another team this week?
You know, I think you get a lot of good work out of it as long as you have, you know, responsible people on both sides, you know. A lot of those fights could have been avoided. You know, you really don't want to fight because, you know, you're tired, you know, the rest of the practice. So, I think if both sides are smart, you know, you could get a lot of good work out of it.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah.